Trump gave a speech last night. The mainstream media didn't like it. Some of them cut away from it. We'll show you that. We'll talk about it. Guys, there's some real problems out there. There's some that are being talked about that need to be checked, and there needs to be further discussion about before we go all in on them. But there are definitely, make no mistake about it, there are definitely concerns. There are definitely problems. People definitely need to hang on because this is going to be a long ride. We're going to talk about it all, and it all starts right now. All right, happy Friday, folks. Still feeling pretty crappy. Still losing. Lost another 100 or so followers last night on YouTube for no apparent reason. Just a great week. Obviously, this election is a train wreck. No one can agree on anything right now. Let's at least agree on the fact that we will never, as the American people, trust the results of an election again. Welcome to Afghanistan. That's where we are. But let's dive in. President Trump spoke last night. And here's how long MSNBC gave him. Roll one.
We're going to go right to the president.
Good evening. I'd like to provide the American people with an update on efforts to protect the integrity of our very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio.
Okay, here we are again in the unusual position of not only interrupting the President of the United States, but correcting the President of the United States. And Ari Melber, don't go far, given that you are our chief legal correspondent. There are no illegal votes that we know of. There has been no Trump victory that we know of.
That's right. Brian, we just heard the president come out pretty remarkable, as you said. He said, quote, according to the legal votes, he believes he wins. That's false. The legal votes, if you want to use that term, or the votes that have been lawfully apportioned, meaning what we've been following in each of these states, do not show that. They actually show what we found, which is some states going in both directions, no one to 270.
All right, so less than a minute. They were there less than a minute. And then cut away because they didn't like it. Forget the fact that, and I get it, it's MSNBC, they hate the president, they hate America, but forget the fact that some people might have wanted to actually hear what he had to say so they could make their own determination. But no, Brian Williams, the producers there, decided, hey, we're going to cut this off. We're going to make sure that we get our own narrative out there when there's just a lot of uncertainty right now. And by the way, I like that Ari guy's backdrop. That was a sharp backdrop. I'll give them that. That's the one point that they get there. But here was his explanation later, Brian Williams' explanation on MSNBC for cutting away Roll 2.
A word about our decision to dive out of the president's remarks. It was not done as a stunt or out of theatrics. We just can't have it. It was not rooted in reality. And at this point in where our country is, it's dangerous. However, having said that, you remained watching and listening, and you're going to be our briefer on just how deep it got and what we missed.
Well, I'm so glad that we kind of show our work, because I'm proud to work at a network that didn't contribute to what Trump just did. And I have the only show on the network named after the White House, so I felt it part of my job to watch it for all of our viewers. And it is a speech that represents one of the more dangerous acts that Donald Trump has undertaken as president.
So the theme there at MSNBC is dangerous. Dangerous. President Trump's words are dangerous. And if you sit in their seat for a second, you can see why they're saying that. But you can also flip things around and say the exact opposite. What is dangerous is not getting answers here. What's dangerous is ruining forevermore pushing forward into in perpetuity the credibility and integrity surrounding these elections. And it's like so many other things that we've talked about over the last 4 years where they have gone after this president without ceasing. If something's wrong and you believe you have evidence of this or that there's, in this case, no evidence of voter fraud, then prove it. Prove it. But what's dangerous is further dividing the country when you know how hyper-partisan we are right now. You know how everyone is chomping at the bit. And you just dismiss it. Like, oh, no, don't look here. There's nothing to see. If there really is nothing to see, then prove it. And let's be clear too, okay? Because, again, like everything else, both sides are going crazy right now. You'd expect nothing less in 2020. But there are some instances circling around, the internet, social media, and whatnot that you see going viral and tons of comments on this, that, and the other. Not all of that can be substantiated. I get that point from the other side. I'll give them that. There are some things where you don't know if that's a current video. You don't know exactly what that person's doing in that video. They raise a lot of questions and alarms. But you should take all of this stuff with a grain of salt and then dig a little deeper and find out more. Now, to be clear, I'm not dismissing all these things. I think that there are tons of things out there that are happening. There are tons of videos. There are tons of discrepancies in the votes, when they came in, who they're from, all sorts of stuff. We should be wickedly concerned right now. There's nothing that says to me that this was a legitimate process, particularly in those key battleground states. And that's not because we're losing them. Again, if we lose fair and square, that sucks. I would be pissed. But we will move on and we'll figure out a way. But when there's this many concerns and they are legitimate, and even if you take out some of the outliers that are harder to prove, there are still plenty of things left that signal there is a problem and that we need to know. And if you ever want this country to heal, I don't even know if that's possible, but if you ever want to heal, it has to be put forth in front of the American people. There has to be some form of security and understanding on how this is unfolding and working, or nothing will ever be trusted again. Again, I don't know that it will. I think the mainstream media, the polls, all that stuff has blown it. Politicians have blown it. Nothing will ever be trusted again. But, you know, these ballots that are coming in late in certain states, Pennsylvania in particular, but it's happened in almost all of them, are illegitimate, and this needs to be settled in court. The rules need to be followed. You can't just hit the pause button when you see that you're down, come up with more ballots, and then all of a sudden flip the script. Oh, no, now we're winning. And there's been all sorts of attempted explanations for a lot of the stuff that's circling the internet. Well, in this case, this was just a typo. In this case, this was just an error that was fixed. It's not fixed because the results remain the same. There's been little, if any, growth on the Trump side, with the exception of Arizona in a couple spots. And then you've in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, you've seen, and Georgia now, crazy jumps for Joe Biden. If they're, in fact, legit, show Team Trump, show both sides, show everyone that they are, that there's no nefarious activity going on. And again, people will be butthurt and people will be bummed, as they should be. But if we can't come up with some form of transparency for our national election, our presidential election, and so much else, again, that we've talked about, whether it's the Hunter Biden stuff, whether it's all the Russia garbage over the years that proved to be not true. If we can't have some form of transparency, you can't expect the people to stop being at each other's necks. But that's where we are. And in PA, in particular, look, if you got nothing to hide, let people come in there and watch. You shouldn't be counter-suing the GOP who's filed a lawsuit saying, hey, just let us see what's going on here. We're not saying that anything, some people are, but they're not specifically in that suit saying that things are wrong. They're just saying, hey, the fair and right thing is for all of us to be able to watch and observe what's going on. They're saying, no, you guys can't. And then they're countersuing and saying, we're going to block you from doing this. How on earth do you think that that looks anything but sketchy? I've said it a million times. The Democrats think that you are stupid. They think because we always let them get away with this, that they can just continue to do it. And they come up with, you don't see those crazy stair steps in the polls and the graphs. You don't see them countersuing something that obviously says, hey, we're hiding something, or we'd let you come in. We would, you know, there wouldn't be an issue otherwise. And they wouldn't keep trying this as blatantly and obviously as they are if they didn't think you, me, all of us were stupid and that they could get away with it. And they've proven time and time again that they can. But this, more than ever now, I am not, like I said yesterday, I've said this all week, I've said it on Twitter, I've said it in multiple places, I'm not advocating for anything other than transparency and fairness. But if you cannot prove that, if you cannot show that, get ready for something that no one wants to see. It's not going to be good. There's no positive outcome if people can't trust the election. And right now, there's no way in hell that the conservatives are going to accept Joe Biden as president. And likewise, there's no way the Democrats are going to accept President Trump as president. Something has to be done to fix this or it's over. We had a good run. Had a good run over, well over 200 years. But you've got an opportunity here to fix it. You've got an opportunity to help heal the country. There's just not enough motivation or incentive for them to do that because that's not how they operate. One of the examples, there's a lot. I know you're going to email. I know you're going to comment about a lot of the examples, which I have seen too. I was up late last night on Twitter and all the different social media channels, seeing videos drop and seeing people fill in ballots and this, that, and the other. Looks really, really bad. If we can prove that that's what they were doing, they weren't adjusting them, this, that, and the other, then we'll talk about it in the show and we'll put it on there. But even though I am extremely upset with what's going on, and I do not under any circumstances think that we should cave and agree to a Biden presidency until it is proven without doubt that it was legitimate, which they can't do, I also am not going to share stuff until we know it's certain. You know, there's the watermark stuff out there. There's all this stuff being talked about. None of us really know enough. But there are things that we've seen. We know that ballots are coming in late. We know that Pennsylvania is not obeying their law there. We know that it's happened in other states and that some of those votes should not count, even if they're for President Trump. You miss the deadline, you miss the deadline. Doesn't matter who you're for. You could be for Jorgensen, Trump, Biden, Kanye, whoever. Doesn't matter. There's rules for a reason. But Fleckus shared this last night, which caught a lot of buzz. This is one that I will show because he's showing it's there, and the state of Michigan responded to it. This is him searching, which you've seen in lots of states, dead people voting. There's been that issue in Nevada. There's been in Wisconsin, I believe, too, and then lots of it in Michigan. This is an example. There's no sound with it, but you can see it here. We'll roll three. So he's going to scroll down, search a name. He's going to search William Bradley, I believe. Yeah, William Bradley. Born March of 1902. Type in a zip. It'll pull that person up. And you'll see at the bottom here, and my return is small, but you'll see at the bottom eventually that a ballot was requested by him. There we go. It was for the election. It was received. Application was received September 11th. Ballot was sent September 19th. And then the ballot was received back October 2nd. So good for him, voting from the grave. Plenty more instances like that. And again, 1, 2, 5, 10, whatever, that's not going to sway any election, state, local, federal, whatever. But it begs the question, how much has it been done? Begs the question with the late ballots, how many of those came in late? And who were they for? We know there's some very clear instances where they were all for Joe Biden. But there needs to be answers. State of Michigan responded that basically, in a nutshell, you can go and find it online, their statement back, but Basically, errors happen, we fix them, and rest assured that no votes that shouldn't count, count. Okay. We'll trust you. We'll trust you. Because 2020 is the year of trust and respect for each other. Crazy. Again, you're taught this as a kid growing up. Once you lose trust, it's really hard to get it back. It's important in relationships. It's important in business. It's important in elections and politics and communicating with the American people. And we're seeing instance after instance that should have everyone in the country, Republican and Democrat, and the three independents that are out there. You know who you are. Very concerned and at minimum asking for answers. Again, I get bashed all the time. You're just a conservative, a fascist, a Nazi, blah, 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 blah. You're bald, but I can't grow hair, except from the side. I could grow like a George Costanza look, but that's not cool. I might do it though now, just for the holidays. What the hell? But I'm none of those things. I'm fair. Like, if you give me a reasonable response as to why something's happening, then I back off. And everyone should be in that set. We should all just be reasonable people. Like, hey, look, show that this is not happening. Show that Biden gained well over, he closed the gap and surpassed Trump's 700,000 vote lead legitimately. Just show it. Let the GOP lawyers in there to see what's going on. Just let them in. If you're not doing anything wrong, that there's literally no problem with doing it. Stop covering the windows in Detroit. Stop doing stupid stuff and people will stop asking you questions. But when they ask questions, you can't just say, oh, nothing's happening. You need to be able to prove that. Because the consequence, it's not just what happens this week. You know, the mainstream media is going to call this election for Biden this week. It's not their job to do. We'll talk about that in a second. But they're going to call that. And they're going to expect people to just take it and run with it, which you cannot do. Not until there are answers. Because again, it's not just this week that it matters. You let this go unchecked. And if there is nefarious activity, in fact, occurring, which all indications point to the fact that there is at least some, maybe not enough to swing the election, but there's at least some. And I think that you can find plenty of reasons to argue why it is swinging the election. But if you don't address it, there's never trust again, and this ends up in a fight. Not just in the courtroom. So we're going to keep talking about this. Real quick, though, one way that you can fight, because they're there fighting for you, is you can join Mammoth Nation. They are America's conservative discount club. They are awesome people. They are an awesome organization, and they mean business, folks. They're here to fight for America, the values that we hold so dearly, and they're here to ensure that radical liberal Democrats don't get into office and succeed with their plans. That's it. What's not to like about that? They really mean it. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. So head on over to mammothnation.com. It's just $19 a year to join. You're going to pay for that membership fee with your first discount. You get discounts on travel, internet, wireless, all sorts of products that you're already going to buy. Really good deal. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you an American flag, some other goodies in the mail for free. So once again, head on over to mammothnation.com. Join the fight so we can keep America the way that we know and love it. All right, so we showed you MSNBC cutting away earlier. Celebrities, everyone's losing their mind. But here's more, in case you missed it, of President Trump's. We won't show you the whole thing. You can find it online if you want. But here's more of his speech, in case you missed it, and then we'll discuss Rule 4.
Good evening. I'd like to provide the American people with an update on our efforts to protect the integrity of our very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech. As everybody saw, we won by historic numbers. And the pollsters got it knowingly wrong. They got it knowingly wrong. We had polls that were so ridiculous, and everybody knew it at the time. There was no blue wave that they predicted. They thought there was going to be a big blue wave. That was false. It was done for suppression reasons. But instead, there was a big red wave. And it's been properly acknowledged, actually, by the media. They were, I think, very impressed. But that was after the fact. That doesn't do us any good. We kept the Senate despite having twice as many seats to defend as Democrats. And in a really much more competitive states, we did a fantastic job with the Senate. I think we're very proud of what's happened there. We had many more seats to defend. They spent almost $200 million on Senate races in South Carolina and Kentucky alone, two races, and hundreds of millions of dollars overall against us. At the national level, our opponents' major donors were Wall Street bankers and special interests. Our major donors were police officers, farmers, everyday citizens. Yet for the first time ever, we lost zero races in the House. I was talking to Kevin McCarthy today. He said he couldn't believe it. Zero races. Very unusual thing. Zero. And actually won many new seats with, I think, many more on the way. This was also the year of the Republican woman. More Republican women were elected to Congress than ever before. That's a great achievement. I won the largest share of non-white voters of any Republican in 60 years, including historic numbers of Latino, African-American, Asian-American, and Native American voters, the largest ever in our history. We grew our party by 4 million voters, the greatest turnout in Republican Party history. Democrats are the party of the big donors, the big media, the big tech, it seems, and Republicans have become the party of the American worker, and that's what's happened. And we're also, I believe, the party of inclusion. As everyone now recognizes, media polling was election interference in the truest sense of that word by powerful special interests. These really phony polls, I have to call them phony polls, fake polls, were designed to keep our voters at home, create the illusion of momentum for Mr. Biden, and diminish Republicans' ability to raise funds. They were what's called suppression polls. Everyone knows that now. And it's never been used to the extent that it's been used on this last election. To highlight just a few examples, the day before election, Quinnipiac, which was wrong on every occasion that I know of, had Joe Biden up by 5 points in Florida, and they were off by 8.4 points, and I won Florida easily. Easily. So they had me losing Florida by a lot, and I ended up winning Florida by a lot. Other than that, they were very accurate. They had him up 4 points in Ohio, and they were up by 12.2 points. And I also won Ohio, great state of Ohio, very easily. The Washington Post said Biden up 17 points in Wisconsin, and it was basically even. They were off by about 17 points, and they knew that. They're not stupid people. They knew that. Suppression. There are now only a few states yet to be decided in the presidential race. The voting apparatus of those states are run in all cases by Democrats. We were winning in all the key locations by a lot, actually, and then our numbers started miraculously getting whittled away in secret. And they wouldn't allow legally permissible observers. We went to court in a couple of instances, and we were able to get the observers put in. And when the observers got there, they wanted them 60, 70 feet away, 80 feet, 100 feet away, or outside the building to observe people inside the building. And we won a case, a big case, and we have others happening. There are lots of litigation, even beyond our litigation. There's tremendous amount of litigation generally because of how unfair this process was. And I predicted that. I've been talking about mail-in voting for a long time. It's really destroyed our system. It's a corrupt system. And it makes people corrupt even if they aren't by nature. But they become corrupt. It's too easy. They want to find out how many the votes they need, and then they seem to be able to find them. They wait and wait, and then they find them. And you see that on election night. We were ahead in vote in North Carolina by a lot, tremendous number of votes. And we're still ahead by a lot, but not as many, because they're finding ballots all of a sudden. Oh, we have some mail-in ballots. It's amazing how those mail-in ballots are so one-sided, too. I know that it's supposed to be to the advantage of the Democrats, but in all cases.
So there you have it. And now, you know, as this show is being recorded, when he spoke last night, now he doesn't have the lead in those states, according to those states in the mainstream media, not necessarily in reality. And again, people are calling this reckless because they're saying, oh, he's chipping away at the system and making people have doubts in it. Well, people have doubts for very good reasons. He should have doubts, and does, for very good reason. You know, the one example he shared there, we've seen the others, we've talked about them. But, yes, okay, fine. We'll finally let GOP people come, poll observers come. But you can't get close. Can't get close. 60, you can't see what's going on 60, 70 feet away. If you're going to say 6 feet because of COVID, I think that's stupid. But okay, like, at least that's a little bit more doable. But keeping them, the whole thing, again, like, if you don't see, even if you're a Democrat and you desperately want Joe Biden to win, I'm okay with that. That's your choice. But you should want this to be fair. You should want this to be transparent. And you should want these questions answered. Because if you can, and somehow you pulled this victory off, even though there was no enthusiasm or excitement for this guy whatsoever, and he's got more votes than Obama and Hillary and all these people, which should tell you something, then okay. But they can't, and that's why they're not doing it. And that's how they always operate as Democrats. They think you're stupid. Just lie to them, they won't get it. But more and more people are getting it. More and more people are seeing how they operate. You know, not only did he gain a ton of votes, and I get there were some anti-Trump votes in there, so there was going to be good turnout, but not what we saw. Not what we saw. And then you look at some of these state races, which is interesting. Not necessarily damning, but interesting. Everyone votes along party lines now. You know, you're either voting a red ticket straight across the board or a blue ticket across the board. And in these contested states, the amount of votes for Biden over the Democrat senator, for example, is an astronomical jump, which you'd think would be much closer. Sure, you can find some explanations for that. But when you've got that, and so many other things that all just, you see, you should at least see why conservatives are asking questions. There's going to be people, if we lose legitimately, that are just butthurt and are bad losers on either side. That's just reality. That's life. That's human beings. But you should be able to see why everyone's asking questions. And you should, if you were a good, decent person, want to win fairly. I know you're chuckling right now, saying, well, that's not how they operate. And you're right. They don't. But it's a shame that they don't. But again, people are going to call this election sooner. Do not listen to that yet. That is not the final answer. As Mark Levin said, and several others have said, it's not the mainstream media's job to determine these. It's not the governor's job. It's not the Secretary of State in those particular states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, etc., North Carolina. It is the state legislature. According to Article 2 of the federal constitution, gives state legislature, the power to call elections. Again, not those other people. And by the way, in Michigan and Pennsylvania, they're both Republican controlled legislatures. So that doesn't mean they step in and just say, well, our guy won. No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what Mark's saying. That's not what anyone's saying. But it does mean you're gonna have a job to do here. Your constitutional duty is to step up, ascertain what has happened, get some transparent results, and ensure that this is done right. So regardless of what people start calling here, with these lawsuits happening, with other people that it's going to, you know, it might end up in the Supreme Court. Who knows exactly where this goes? But just because someone like MSNBC ends up calling it doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean that it's not going to go that way either. I'm just telling you, hang in there. And there's been lots of outpour, and I think justifiably so, for people. There's lots of people who are just remaining quiet, like, oh, man, this sucks. And you'll hear them. You'll talk to them at a cocktail party or with coffee, like, oh, this seems so wrong. And lots, but then they're not actually standing up and fighting. 2020 should have taught all of us, whether it's this, whether it's COVID, whether it's fill in the blank, really the last 4 years, that it's time for you to step up as a person and be who you are, believe what you believe, even when people are going to ridicule. I get ridiculed all damn day. But you know what? I'm a firm believer in what I believe. I love this country. I love this Constitution. And I'll be damned if I'm just going to let nearly 40 deployments overseas go to waste because people don't want to have a confrontation when it's clear there's something going on here. So people want GOPers to step up. The GOP has historically gotten walked on, just totally walked over by the Democrats. They've owned us because people don't have the backbone to stand up. So there's lots of people out there right now saying, where's Bill Barr, who said this was going to be an issue, mail-in vote. It's been, everyone's been talking about how this will happen. What we're seeing right now will happen if you let mail-in voting be a prevalent way for people to vote. And here we are. But GOP senators, GOP congressmen, do you want your job more, or do you want your country to be trusted and going down the right track more? If people have got to step up and say something, doesn't mean they can change things, but your voice needs to be heard. We need to know who you are. And as a lot of people have said, you know, there's people out there saying how this is all bogus and we're listening to you, we're watching you. But there's also the people who are quiet, who aren't picking a side because they're scared, they're pansies. It's time to pick a side. It's time to pick a side, people. Lindsey Graham finally came out, was on Hannity last night, said he's donating $500,000. Now, I'd like to see more, not more money, but more even so out of him. Because when you've got money, it's easy to come up and say, well, see, I did something. I gave money. But put your money where your mouth is. Let's see more out of you. Let's see a real fight, because this matters. And it will matter for your next election. And it'll matter for the next presidential election. It'll matter for everything moving forward. Allegedly, most of the other senators have been pretty quiet. You've had some that you'd expect come out and say stuff, but there's been a lot of eerily quiet people who are just happy that they won their seat again and just want to keep their job and keep charging ahead without any problems. But allegedly, GOP senators will be briefed by the Trump team tomorrow, Saturday. And then hopefully we'll see a little bit more of a full court press, you know, if they in fact have data that they claim that they do to document and show that there's some bad stuff happening. Some problems with the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, going to get to that in a second. But real quick, man, we got a lot of serious problems in the world. You know where I'm going with this. Summer outside of our control, summer very much within. One that you can certainly control is what's happening south of your border. And I'm not talking about the southwest border. I'm talking about what's going on in your pants. UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support. They just smash your goods, do all sorts of stuff down there. We don't need to talk about it, but you know what I'm talking about. Ladies, you do too. You see people adjusting stuff. Anyways, their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions. Just think of it like social distancing in your pants. UFM moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use, in certain medical applications as well. Their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch allows you to increase their support to your preference and provides, again, actual real support. Novel concept. It's holiday season, folks. UFMs make a great gift. You can go to ufmunderwear.com and save by using promo code Drew. Get some for yourself. Get some for your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other, whatever. Great gift. Again, support your manhood. ufmunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to get $6 off. So regardless of how this election ends up, we know that, as I said before, polls are done. The mainstream media is done. And apparently Nancy Pelosi might be done as Speaker of the House too, which would be quite the change. We've heard this threatened before. We'll see what happens. But after promising big gains for the Democrats, many in the party are starting to point blame after losing seats in the House, not being able to flip the Senate. Furthermore, the presidential race, regardless of what it is or is not happening, you know, what is or isn't happening with the votes, it was not supposed to be this close. Democrats thought this was going to be a blue wave, a significant victory for them, gain more seats in the House. Again, they lost. They still have control, but they lost seats. Thought they were going to flip the Senate. They didn't. And they thought, and you saw it, you heard President Trump say that. I mean, the pollsters, and some of them are hopefully smart enough to know behind the scenes that this was going to be close, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. But there's a lot of them who just thought, oh, people don't like Trump. We're going to win this thing easily. No. No, that's not what we saw. So now they're saying that she should either step down or at a minimum be challenged. She's already making her push to keep that spot. So it's going to be really interesting to see where that goes. And this party has been extremely fractured. They were fractured coming into this election, as you've had that more progressive radical left tranche of representatives, you know, the AOCs, the squads, squad members, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, etc. You've had your Bernie Sanders, your Elizabeth Warrens, your Kamala Harris's. Don't forget how liberal CamCam is, most liberal senator in 2019. And then you've got more establishment moderates, and they've been battling. And they should learn from this in the last 4 years that they're not connecting with Americans. And just doing anti-Trump and getting some who don't like Trump to vote your way is not connecting with you. Like, they're not on a real, tangible level or on any specific policy level connecting with Americans. They're just not. And the only reason, again, that they got this many votes this election, take out any that are nefarious and not legitimate. Even so, the only reason they got that many was not because of Biden. Wasn't their messaging. Wasn't any of that. It was an anti-Trump platform. This election was America as we know it versus a new America that they want to push us towards. But again, there's people within their party who almost lost their seats, and they've talked about that. There's people like, man, we shouldn't have talked about defunding the police. We shouldn't have talked about this because I almost lost my job. So hopefully they get, for the sake of America, I'm not rooting for the Democrats. I'm rooting for America, but hopefully they learn something here. Won't matter if we can't figure out this election stuff because we're headed down a really bad path. But they should learn that what they've been doing is not working. It is not what America wants. And hopefully they will. We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, well, we've got you guys. Please head on over to DrewBerkowitz.com. It is the best way to connect with us, the best way to ensure that you see the show. We can't get shadow banned on our own site. I'm sure they'll figure out a way at some point. But right now, you can't shadow ban us on our own site. We control what happens on our site. So you can watch the show there. You can see clips, full episodes. You can listen to the podcast. You can read tons of news commentary, articles from our staff, from partner sites. So tons to do there. Sign up for the newsletter. Getting ready to retool that. So head on over there. We greatly appreciate your support. While you are here on YouTube, if this is where you're consuming the show, please subscribe if you have not. Again, they're taking subscribers from us. So subscribe, share with your friends and family, get the word out about what we're trying to do here. Again, this is not about me. This is about us. This is about America. This is about getting the message out there that needs to be discussed. So please do that. We'd be greatly appreciative. Also, give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler. You can see all of those down there. Just search Drew Berkowitz, Real Drew Berkowitz. You'll find it. You'll find some sarcastic comments there, and you'll know it's me. So please do that. On the other side, Joy Reid, MSNBC's Joy Reid, says Americans are racist because of the election results. And The View is still the worst show on the planet. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating.
At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and so much more. You only get one vote. Mammoth Nation's here to make sure it counts. We need your support, so join Mammoth Nation today.
It's better than a donation. Savings from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Become a lifetime member today. Go to mammothnation.com.
The only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all day comfort.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company. Made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
All right, welcome back, folks. This segment brought to you by Hero Soap Company. Amazing company, amazing products. Made right here in the USA. Veteran-owned company. Made with all natural essential oils. None of the harmful crap that you get in other competitor soap products out there. They also do a ton, as I always tell you about, to get homeless veterans off the street, working with Operation Finally Home. So there's nothing not to like. It's an amazing product, amazing people, amazing just everything. You got to check them out, guys. Head on over there to herosoapcompany.com. Subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door. Never run out again. You can use promo code Drew and save 10%. While you're there, you can also check out their Freedom Box, which is an awesome new product you can get for yourself. Great gift as the holidays approach for your loved ones, your friends, your colleagues, what have you. Also, you can use promo code Drew for that. Get 10% off. They've got amazing body wash there. Tons of stuff there. And again, it's for men and women. There's tons of scents, different fragrances, and whatnot. So head on over to herosoapcompany.com. Use promo code Drew to save and let freedom clean. All right, so lots of commentary. We showed you MSNBC earlier, Brian Williams cutting away from the president's speech. Now you've got, you know, all these different show hosts are ridiculous. On whether it's CNN, MSNBC, whatever. These familiar characters that we just kind of love to hate. But you fast forward and you've got also Joy Reid, who was talking with Rachel Maddow. What a duo there, huh? And she says because of the closely contested election, which of course is still ongoing, but because of how close it was, we're all racist. Rule five.
Intellectually figured right. that out and talked about it on the show and yeah. talked about it with multiple guests and knew it intellectually. But going through it last night, living through that experience, oh, yeah. this is not going to be last night. I realized my heart must not have been in it because yeah. last night did just feel fraught.
It did feel fraught. And I think partly because even though we knew the red wave was a thing and then the red mirage, we all knew it was coming. But when you're right, in the moment, it is. It's enervating. Mm. It's aggravating. Mm-hmm. And I think partly, and I said this last night, I do think it's because we've been reporting for 5 years, Rachel, about Russia, about national security, you know, just undermining our national security, you know, the impeachment, the racism, the Nazis, all of it. And then COVID laying on top of it felt like a repudiation was coming. Sure. And I think even though we intellectually understand what America is at its base, right, that there is a great amount of racism, anti-blackness, anti-wokeness, this idea that political correctness is some sort of scheme to destroy white America, right? Like, we know what this country is, but you still, part of you, I think part of your heart says, you know what, maybe the country is going to pay off all of this pain, the children who were stolen, with a repudiation. And as the night wore on, and I realized, and it sunk in, okay, that's not happening. Mm. We are still who we thought, you know.
Almost
unfortunately,
every incumbent in the country is going back to their office.
Go yep. right back in. It is. It's disappointing, you know. And I emerge from this disappointment.
So she always goes there. She always asserts that we are racist as a nation. That though we have a dark past, like every country does, we certainly aren't. She forgets who ended a lot of that, who ended slavery. She, I mean, this chick, though, always goes there. And if you don't agree with her, she gets nasty real quick. She called Clarence Thomas last week, Uncle Clarence. Can you imagine if anyone else, if someone on Fox, if Rachel, even if Rachel Maddow had said that, like, that is racist. That is awful. But she always does this, and they push this narrative. And again, it's so reckless and it's so dangerous to use their words earlier from cutting away from President Trump's speech. We can't do this. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to imply that America is a racist country. Well, there certainly are racists. There certainly are bad people out there on both sides of the aisle. It is completely ridiculous to assert that we have a lot of these problems that you talk about that are not only not true, but there's nothing surrounding it. But then people listen to it. And it further divides us. I'm telling you, no one divides us like the mainstream media does. No one. And it's ridiculous. They always claim we're so divided, we've got to come together. And then they say the most bombastic, divisive BS you've ever heard. And people take it and run with it. And because they control over 90% of the outlets, people start believing it. Oh, I guess we are racist. I should feel bad for being white. I'm a man. Ah, that sucks. No. We don't have all, we have problems. There's problems that need to be fixed. But this to me is just not okay. And I know that most of you here watching don't watch MSNBC, but if you have any influence with your friends and colleagues, I mean, come on. And I don't have a good, the problem is I don't have a good suggestion for you on where to go, because most of the networks just are awful. But the things that come out of the mouth of Joy Reid are so reprehensible and so ridiculous, so untrue in most cases. And you can see why people think our country sucks now, and why people don't like President Trump, and why people think all white people are racist now. But look at how she does it, and it should tell you. When she goes after, just like Maxine Waters does, when she goes after black people who support the president because he's done really good things for all the minority communities, that should tell you where her heart really is. It really should. Then Joy Behar, I mean, The View... I don't think any of you guys watch The View. I have no idea how it's on TV still. Like, you've got to be so angry and already drinking at that time of day to go and watch that show. I don't know why, who's did. But anyways, all the ladies tried thinking again on there. Joy Behar in particular. This was her rule six.
There's no reason to call people names, Sarah. I agree with that. What I don't understand is how the Republican Party has persuaded the working person that you're referring to vote for a party that does nothing for them. A party that stands against unions, for instance. A party that stands against the minimum wage or worker protections. They have been totally brainwashed by the Republicans to think that they're the party that's going to help them, when in fact we have seen evidence that that is not true. So I don't want to call anybody and names. What I want people to do is educate yourself about the truth and stop watching these outlets that are lying to you. That's
Joy,
all.
Arguably, President Trump.
Sarah's point is
right that different people have different priorities, right? And I want to go back to the Latino vote. Here in Miami, people were, you know, absolutely laser focused on this entire socialism, communism. They're going to turn America into Venezuela. False narrative. In Arizona, it's been people organizing for 10 years against Joe Arpaio and against SB 1070 and what happened there. It didn't happen overnight. And so, we can't do with any group. Women, black people, Hispanics, any group is paint them with a broad brushstroke. And it is healthy in America for one party not to antagonize them and another party to completely take them for granted. It is healthy when two parties are competing for the support and respect and votes of different groups and demographics.
However, Anna, I need to say this.
That you have... Point... What, yeah.
Go ahead.
But this conversation must be honest. I'm not saying that it has to be filled with name-calling, but it cannot be filled with lies.
Right.
This election showed us what the true character of many Americans is. And again, I'm not saying that if you voted for Trump, that you are a racist, that you are a homophobe, that you are a sexist, that you are against transgender rights. But what I will say is if you voted for Trump, you then did look the other way at the fact that he is not allowing our transgender brothers and sisters from serving in the military, that he has called people from African countries, that those people are from countries, that he has slandered women, that he has done all of
these terrible things.
He has separated children from their families. If you voted for him, then all of those things are okay with you because of your own personal circumstance. And that is the discussion has to be had. That is an honest discussion.
Well, here's the other part of that discussion.
Right.
So we can't... Literally, you get so much dumber just listening to them speak. And I'll give them this. They're passionate about it. They say it in a way that if you are dumb, you're going to believe what they say. But I would argue you're dumb if you're watching that show already. But they bring up there, I mean, Joy did, Sonny did, we're not going to call names, we're not saying this, that, and the other. You're not necessarily racist or homophobic or this, that, and the other if you voted for him, but you are, is essentially what they said. And what they say every damn day on their show. They have no tolerance. By the way, what she said about transgenders in the military is also not true and accurate. Look that up. But no tolerance at all. And my problem is for a show like this, what it was originally, I presume, and what it used to be more like, designed to be, was more encouraging, lighthearted. You know, a lot of these daytime shows are more lighthearted, not hard-hitting. Now, nothing they ever say is hard-hitting. It's foolish, and they should be embarrassed for themselves, and their families should tell them to stop doing it. But it is angry. It is intolerant. And they go after anyone that has a different opinion than theirs. And they'll bring people on with different opinions. They'll bring on conservatives. They'll bring on, you know, politicians and this, that, and the other. And they start nice, but then they lose. As soon as you disagree with them, they lose their crap. And that's what we've seen happen. And she talked about it. You know, it's become, the Republicans has become the party for the working class. And it has. And the Republicans has become, the reason this election was so close when they thought it wasn't going to be, and we took areas that they didn't think we were going to, is because Republicans are listening to the people and fighting for the country that they want. But they refuse to see that. They refuse to see that and instead attack people. How dare you vote for them? It's just not helpful. It's not helpful. I don't care that you have a different opinion. I really don't. I say that all the time. Just don't attack people for having a different opinion. And let's all just go on about our merry way. But they have shown, particularly over the last 4 years, they have removed their mask. They've shown just who they are. They are not the peace-loving, all for equality, all for this, that, and the other. They are all for what they want, and if you don't give it to them and you don't agree with them, you better be ready to get, in some cases, assaulted, but certainly berated. It makes it really tough. It makes it really tough to figure out how we get out of this. It makes it tough to figure out with this election how we come out of this and have any hope moving forward. It makes it really tough to see how these people with these huge platforms and voices like they do. I'd kill to have the platform that they did. And would try to really do good with it. But instead, they are dividing. I don't want everyone to come to this show and just become a diehard conservative. I hope that you are conservative. Because I think it's best for our country. But I want people to just be reasonable and talk with each other about ideas. And if they're different, then so be it, but explain it. But don't go right into attacks and assaults like these people do. They are just so intolerant. And that, of course, pulls stuff out. There's, I say stuff to people on social media that I wish I hadn't said. But it's like, look, you just want to fight, but we can't let you just be right. Like, you can't just get to be right all the time, which is unfortunately how they feel and what they want. I'm fine not being right all the time. We can't have this situation where we are attacked for our faith. You're a Christian. How dare you? You're pro-life. How dare you? You like guns? Yeah. Used them my whole life, my career. Got lots of them. And that's okay. And I know what I'm doing with them. Like, whatever the issue is, I don't care if you don't like guns. That's fine. If you've got some in your family, give them to me if you don't like them. But, like, let's just be reasonable. Let's be normal. But these people continue to push division. They continue to push hate. And that's how we are where we are. And it's not okay, and no one should be okay with it. We'll see what happens over the weekend with more of this election stuff. I'm sure we will be talking about it all week next week because it's just going to drag on. There's no end in sight to this, folks. But we need to be praying that it does have a positive end for the sake of our country, for the sake of our families, our friends, our communities. And I hope we can get there. I don't know if we can, but I hope we can. We'll have a clip or two this weekend with stuff going on, and we'll get that out on YouTube, Facebook, and the like. It'll be on the site as well. Be sure that you do check out all those places. Go to DrewBerkowitz.com. Give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler. Subscribe here on YouTube. I know we're getting kicked in the balls every damn day on here right now, and it is so frustrating, but I'm hopeful that we can get through, and if not, at minimum, that we can communicate and talk about where we're going to be. So keep doing that, and remember, guys, it really is. It's so important that we all have our own opinions, our ideas, that we talk about them, that we do so fairly in a meaningful and constructive way. It's important, but this is my show. We hope you enjoyed it.